Don't wait, it's 08, is the slogan for the meeting. It's meant to be a warning to voters to make sure they aren't denied the right to vote by glitches in the voter registration system or by partisan activists trying to block people from casting a ballot. ACLU spokeswoman Stacey Harbaugh says there will be a lot of discussion about State Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen's lawsuit against the Government Accountability Board that she says could make it difficult for some eligible voters to have their votes counted.
We're also concerned about the proposal of a task force on fighting voting fraud that's being organized by the Milwaukee Police Department, and we're very concerned that that's going to have an intimidating effect on voters as well.
Milwaukee's district attorney says the voter fraud task force is not aimed at scaring voters away from the polls. On the national front, the keynote speaker at this weekend's conference will lay out a list of things the ACLU wants the next president of the United States to do. Speaking on a Wisconsin Public Radio call-in program this week, ACLU's David Steinhardt says the list includes enforcing a law that protects people from being evicted from public housing projects.
Now, the Congress passed, through the Violence Against Women Act, a provision to end that practice 2 years ago. The Bush administration still has not issued the regulation to make it clear that women cannot be evicted from public housing because they are the victims of domestic violence. That's the sort of thing that we hope to draw to the attention of the new administration.
The ACLU conference will close with a film festival comprised of civil liberties documentaries made by the Wisconsin ACLU's Youth Division. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.